Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Many of the European and Asian cities in the first century of the Christian era had Jewish synagogues. Paul and his companions visited the synagogue in Antioch, Pisidia, and taught the Jews, Acts 13. Paul and Barnabas both went into the synagogue in Iconium and preached to those who were gathered there. A great multitude, both of Jews and also Greeks, believed, Acts 14:1. The same great apostle preached in the Jewish synagogue at Thessalonica, at Berea, and at Athens. Our concern in this brief study is with Paul's visit to the synagogue in Corinth. Luke writes, "And he, that is Paul, reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded the Jews and Greeks." Acts 18:4. Since the apostle Paul was Jewish, he would be more openly and freely welcomed into a Jewish synagogue than would a Gentile preacher. The Jews at Corinth must have been fascinated with Paul's preaching, or they would not have allowed him to preach Sabbath after Sabbath. We know that many of them did not agree with Paul, and later brought him before Gallio, the deputy of the province of Achaia, Acts 18:12 and following. But they at least provided him an opportunity to preach what he believed. We really do not know all he said, but we know the main thrust of his message was the Messiahship of Jesus, Acts 18:5. Luke says Paul reasoned in the synagogue. The word reasoned is from the Greek dialegomai, and means to dispute, to debate, to discuss. The word is used 13 times in the Greek New Testament, and is generally translated dispute, or reason, or preach. Please listen to what occurred at Ephesus. Paul went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when different ones were hardened, and believed not, but spoke evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them, and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks, Acts 19, 8-10. Have you ever heard someone say, "I do not argue about religion or politics"? In fact, many people will argue with you for hours that they ought not to argue about religion. They will debate that it is wrong to debate. Have those people ever read about the many debates Jesus had with the Pharisees and with the Sadducees? Dr. John R. W. Stott, a Church of England scholar, wrote an excellent book with the title, Christ the Controversialist. The opening words in the book are worth contemplating. The title, Christ the Controversialist, is intended to indicate not that Jesus was a controversial figure, but that he engaged in controversy. Many of his public discourses were debates with contemporary Palestinian leaders of religion. They did not agree with him, and he did not agree with them. Page 7. When error is preached, it is honorable to challenge that error and to debate it, if the teacher has the courage to stand by his words. But I have learned that most of them will not do so. If you think debating is unchristian and unreasonable, please listen to what happened at Corinth. Paul persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. The tense of the verb persuaded means to try to persuade. The Revised Standard Version renders verse 4. Every Sabbath he would argue in the synagogue, and would try to convince the Jews and the Greeks. We have no way of knowing what arguments Paul used in debating with the Jews and trying to persuade them of the truth of the gospel. But we know how vital it is for Christians to defend what they believe. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer. 1 Peter 3:15. The word answer means defense. Do you have the knowledge and the courage to defend what you believe? Thank you, and may God bless you.